Today's shiur is Masechta Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hai Loi Solom Pulos Sochi Itcha Boikar Ma'avidle. As we had learned in the previous shiur, there was a machlokes. There's actually a three-way machlokes between the Tanakhama of the Braisa, between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana of our Mishnah, who we identified in the previous shiur to be the Tana of the Beir Yishmael, regarding the halacha of Loisolin by a Ger Toshiv, and regarding the halacha of Loisolin by Behem of a Kalim, do the Dinim apply? And as we explained in the previous shiur, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that Behem of a Kalim are not subject to the halachas of Loisolin. The opinion of our Tana is that Loisolin does apply to Behem of a Kalim, and as we learned at the end of the previous shiur, he learns it from the words Loisolin Pulas Sachir Itcha Ad Boiker. The word itcha, we learned, he says, comes to teach us that Behem of a Kalim also are included in the halachas of Loisolin. The Tanakhama of the Braisa also holds that Behem of a Kalim are subject to the halachas of Loisolin. However, he doesn't learn it from the word itcha. He rather learns it from the Gzeri Shava of Sochir Sochir. Ask now the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who doesn't agree and who doesn't hold that Behem V'Kalim are subject to the halachas of Loisolin, what will he do with the words Hai Loisolin Pula Sochir Itcha Ad Boiker my Avidle? And as the Ramban points out, actually the Gemara could have asked this question also on the Tanakhama, because as we just said a moment ago, the Tanakhama bases his psak that applies to the Behem V'Kalim are subject to Loisolin from the Gzeir Shavah Socher Socher. So the Gemara could have asked, what does the Tanakhama do with the words Loisolin Pula Socher Itchad Boiker? But the Ramban explains that the Gemara preferred to ask this question on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because according to the Tanakhama, we only have one question, and that is, what does he do with the word itcha? But conceptually, he agrees that the din of Loisolin applies to Behem of a Kalim also. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not only is there a question, what will he do with these words, but he has another, there's also a question, why does he not agree indeed that the din about Tolin applies to Behem of a Kalim? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda needs these words to teach us what Rav Asi taught us. The Omer of Asi, Lafil Lai Sakhra Lela Lifta Lai Eshka Echot Shlanovim, even if the worker was only hired to cut one cluster of grapes, Ivim Mishim Batalin, this Batalin applies. And the Rishonim discuss what is the Chiddush of Loisachar El Liftzor, that he was only hired for one cluster of grapes. I saw a number of explanations. Rashi seems to learn that if he was only hired for one cluster of grapes, he's obviously not going to be working a whole day. He's only going to be working for a number of hours. And the Braisa is teaching us that even somebody who's only working for a number of a couple of hours is also subject to the halachas of Baltolin. Another pshat that I saw is that the chiddush is that even though the cluster of grapes is worth less than a pruta, the Braisa is teaching us that the halachas of Baltolin even apply by less than a pruta. But then Tosfos says a very interesting pshat. It goes back to Gemara that we learned on Daf Tzadik Beis, when we were learning the halachas of Lesachs Meshar B'Dishai. The that we learned the halacha is that a worker, if he's only hired to cut one cluster of grapes, he's allowed to cut that cluster of grapes and eat it. Says Tosfos, we would think, here we have a situation that the worker is hired to cut that cluster of grapes, and he's eating up that cluster of grapes, that perhaps he should not, the dinim of Batolin shouldn't apply, because it's bad enough that he's eating up everything that he's working on, that he should be also entitled to the halachas about Solon, perhaps not. Tells us Tosfos that the Bryce is teaching us that he's allowed to eat that cluster of grapes, and we have to make sure to pay him in a timely fashion, even though the employer is really not recognizing any benefit from the work that his worker is doing on his behalf. V'idach, and the Tan of our Mishnah, who needs this pasuk to teach us the halacha that behem v'kelim are subject to batolim, where will he notice halacha of a cluster of grapes from? Answers the Gemara, me'elav hu noiseh nafshai, dava moiseh nafshai olav. Anything that the worker has to work for, the halacha is you pay him, the dinim about tolan apply. Vidach, and while Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda used the pasuk of Elav Hu Noises Nafsha to teach us, answers the Gemara, Baile Lechertanya, the Elav Hu Noises Nafsha, the pasuk is teaching us, Neymar Ola Zeba Kevis. Why did the worker undertake to climb up a ramp? Venitla be'ilon, or to climb up a tree, or maser as atzmai lemisa, and he put himself into a dangerous situation. Loy al scharoi, isn't it just because of his wage, and because he undertook to do all of these dangerous things just to get paid, we have to be careful to pay him in a timely, proper fashion. The Naida Behuda uses this Gemara to teach us. He discusses a shaila. Is a Jew allowed to go hunting? So he says, besides for the issue that it's certainly not necessarily an appropriate activity for a Jew to do, and there's also an issue of Tzar Balachayim, he says a person's not allowed to put himself into danger. He says, Al Gemara is teaching us that the only time a person's allowed to put himself into danger is because that's his job, that's his livelihood. So then he's allowed to do something that's dangerous. Otherwise, he's not allowed to. And the same, Rav Moshe discusses different jobs. Some of them are a little more dangerous than others. And he says that a person is allowed to undertake sometimes a little of a dangerous job, provided that he's doing it for a panasa. I saw a question was asked to Rabbi Yosef, if a person going to a job requires him sometimes to travel through dangerous areas, is he permitted to travel through dangerous areas? And Rabbi Yosef seems to be makel. Actually, I saw the Chazon Ish in explaining this Gemara says that although our Gemara is clearly indicating that one is allowed to undertake and do something dangerous for his panasa, our Gemara is only saying it as long as it's in the course of normal activity. Certainly, to do something which is not part of normal activity, nor is something that the worker is aware of that he could be careful, is not permitted. The Sharm B'Tzion B'Halacha, based on this Gemara, uses this Gemara to discuss another Shaila. The question comes up, sometimes people are told to undertake serious, dangerous operations that the patient may not survive. But the doctors tell him, you really don't have much of an option. The question is a person allowed to undertake such a surgery? Says the Sharm Tzion B'Halacha, based on this Gemara, that he may. Because just like our Gemara is saying, that for panasa, for a job, you're allowed to undertake dangerous activity, certainly when it's a question of pikuach nefesh, one may undertake a dangerous activity. I saw from Rav Reuven Grizovsky, he says, based on this Gemara, he says, if we see from our Gemara that for gashmius, for a job, a person is allowed to undertake something, a dangerous activity. Certainly for Ruchnius, we should use this, says Reb Ruvain, to help us understand what our attitude should be for Ruchnius. If people for Gashmius undertake dangerous things, certainly for Ruchnius, a person should be ready to be Maisa Nefesh to do Dvar Hashem and Ritzoin Hashem. Dover Acher, another way of explaining this pasuk, says the Braisa, Veil of Unoise is Nafshoi, Kalakovish Socher, who anyone who withholds the wages of an employee, Kilonoitel Nafshem Menu, it's as if he took someone's life. And the Gemara will speak in a moment, whose life are we referring to? And as the Yiyun Yaakov explains, what the Braisa is coming to teach us is that if we only had the first limud of the Braisa, we would think that the din of paying a worker in a proper, timely fashion only applies to a worker who undertakes dangerous occupation. Teaches us the Braisa that kol hakovish chasocher, anyone who withholds from paying the worker properly is doing the wrong thing. But now the Gemara begins to debate, how do we understand this limud? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Charam and Nafshe Shel Gazlan, the pasuk is referring to somebody that's talking to the Gazlan, that the Gazlan, the employer, is putting himself in danger if he doesn't pay the employee in the proper, timely fashion. V'charam and Nafshe Shel Nigzal, it's referring to the life of the employee, if that the employee's life is put into danger if he's not paid the wages he's expecting. Says the Gemara, Man da'ama nafshe shel gazlan, t'ksiv, as the pasuk says, al degzol dal, kidalhu, don't rob an impoverished person, v'atatke oni bishar, don't oppress the poor person in the gate, t'ksiv, because the pasuk continues saying, keshem yarvis rivam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights their battles, v'koyves kavei nefesh, and robs the battle of somebody who mistreats these people. The mandam that says that the pasuk is referring that the limud is referring to the worker, the ksif, kein orchois kol baitseya betza, so is the way of greedy people, as nefesh ba'ol of yikach, he takes away the life of the owner, meaning he takes away the life of the worker. Vidach nami the ksif, as nefesh ba'ol of yikach, was the first opinion going to do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, the pasuk is referring to Baal of the Hashta, to the current owner, which means the employer who right now has the money. V'ilach nami the other man d'amar haksiv kaveis kaveim nefesh. The pasuk says that the people get robbed. And says Gemara, ma tam kama. The way to understand the pasuk is as follows: ma tam kaveis kaveim. Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the employer? Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the robbers? Mishum not nefesh, because they caused the employee's life to be taken away, the life of the victim, because he didn't pay him properly. Amosai. So we learned in the Mishnah, when does this then apply? Bizman shetavai. Only if the employee requested his wages. Loi tavai. But if the employee didn't come request his wages, eina oivalov, then the halacha about talan doesn't apply. But as we explained in the previous year, even though technically the halacha of Baal Tolin doesn't apply, but the Zohar teaches us that one has a halacha, one has the obligation to pay his workers in a timely, proper fashion, even if the worker isn't demanding his salary. Furthermore, there are poskim that want to suggest that the law about tasha always applies if you don't pay your workers in a proper, timely fashion. And the reason we explain is because if the worker didn't request a salary, we assume as if he was meichel. Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa explains this din. Loisolam pula sachir, yochel afilu loy tavai. We would think that this din applies even if he wasn't asked for his wages. Tamalayim itcha, ledatcha. Only if the wages were requested and he didn't pay. But if he didn't request the wages, the din doesn't apply. Yochol, I would think, afilu einloy, that even if the employer doesn't have the ability to pay the wages, he's over the lav about tolin, tamalayim itcha. Sheesh itcha, only if he has the ability to pay is he over the lav. Otherwise, he's not. But here we have a machloikas apaiskim that actually already begins in the by the Rishonim. What does this mean when we say that he only if he has? What is considered having that he should have to pay? Some pais, because the question comes up, certainly the pais can say that if somebody lent someone else money and now he has to pay his workers, he should go and collect money owed to him, or he should go and pick up a pikadon that he left with someone else in order that he should be able to pay the wages. The question comes up, does he have to sell assets, not cash? He only has different metaltalin. Does he have to sell those metaltalin in order to pay wages? And actually, it seems to be a machloikus rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch, and so says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that say that if he doesn't have cash available, one is not obligated to sell off assets. The Paiskim do suggest that if he has assets that are up for sale, not his table and his chairs, but he has a business, he should sell different merchandise that he has in order that he should be able to pay off his workers. A similar shaila comes up regarding, does an employer have the obligation to borrow money in order to pay his workers? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's only a midas chassidus for an employer to borrow money to pay his workers. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Chavetz Chesed seems to take a stricter approach. He seems to feel that there's more of an obligation for an employer to have to pay off, to borrow money to pay his employees. He does want to draw a distinction between a situation where it's easy for the employer to borrow money, that he has more of an obligation, but if it's difficult for him to borrow money, perhaps he suggests he has less of an obligation. He actually wants to bring a raya that the halach is that an employer should borrow money or sell assets in order to pay his workers. Because he says, as we learned at the beginning of the sugya, that the halacha is that if a worker finished the day, he has to get paid by the next morning. Or if he worked at night, he has to get paid by the next evening. So he asks, why do we have to wait so long until we pay the worker? So he said, because the halacha is, sometimes the employer doesn't have cash available, so we need to give him a chance. We need to give him a chance to sell assets or to borrow money, and that's the whole reason the Torah said that we don't pay immediately. So it's a raya, says the Chofetz Chaim, that you should borrow money and you should sell your assets to pay your workers. The question also comes up is as follows. Let's say I have a worker, and I know that Friday is payday. So during the week, I spent money. So when Friday comes that I have to pay my worker, I have no more money. But the question is that considered a situation that our Gemara is describing, that I don't have money? I taka don't have money. But you know why I don't have money? It's because I spent the money during the week. I shouldn't have spent the money. So some paiskim quote the opinion of the Aguda. We've quoted this opinion, that the same question comes up. Let's say this man tefillah is 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and I could have davened shacharis, and I didn't daven shacharis. Now, when this man tefillah is approaching, now I'm an oinus. Is that considered I'm an oinus? If I would have davened at 7 o'clock, I could have davened, then I had no excuse. And the Aguda says that he's not considered an oinus. Perhaps here it's the same. If I know that I have workers that I'm going to have to pay on Friday, I should be careful already at the beginning of the week to make sure that I don't waste any money, that I should have the funds available to pay them. However, the Chavetz Chaim takes the following approach to Paskin the Shaila and the Sefer Havas Chesed. He says as follows: if it's Monday and the worker is still in the middle of the job, he's not due yet his salary, then if I spend the money and now I don't have any money on Friday, I'm not overly sullen. However, he says, let's say it's already Friday and the worker finished his job. Let's say he finished working at 12 o'clock. And as we just said, he has to get paid by night, he has to get paid by 6 o'clock. Now I already have a chiyuv, says the Chofetz Chaim, to pay him. And if now I go and I spend the money on something else, so that when the time comes to pay, or when the last minute come to pay, I don't have any money, then he says, I will be over leisolim. Continues the Braisa. Yochel afilam cheyu etzel chenvani veetzel shulchani. If I told the worker that the chenvani or shulchani will pay his salary, I'm also over. Tamaloimer itcha. If the way it was set up was that the Shechenveni or Shulchani will pay, then I'm not overly solemn. And here we have a machlokes rishonim. If a employer could demand from his employee that he has to accept that he'll get paid from the Shechenveni or the Shulchani, or is the halacha that he only could do this with the worker's consent? Furthermore, it seems from the Yerushalmi that in a situation of him cheyu etzel chenvani yishulchani, and then this chenvani yishulchani do not pay the worker in the timely, proper manner, they'll be over loisolin. And many achroinim suggest that the Bavli maybe disagrees with the Yerushalmi, because we learned in the previous year that a shliach, there is no din of bal tolin. So if by a shliach, well, we discussed perhaps there should be a din of shlucha shalodim kamaisai, there is no din of bal tolin. Certainly by a chenvani or shulchani, there should be no din of bal tolin. However, there are paiskim that want to explain that there is no disagreement between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. One explanation they give is that when the Yerushalmi says that the chenvani or shulchani are over, doesn't mean that they're over bal tolin. They're certainly not over bal tolin. They're certainly no worse than a shliach. What the Yerushalmi means is that the chenvani shulchani, who are supposed to pay the worker and they don't, are over the lav about tasha, that we're now at a delay paying salary. Another explanation is as follows: there's a nafkamina how the setup went with the chenvani to shulchani. If when I hired the worker, I hired the worker to work for me, and then later on I told him that you'll get your salary from the chenvani shulchani, then the chenvani shulchani are not over batolim. However, if the situation was that when I hired the worker, I immediately set up with him that the chenvani and the shulchani are going to be the ones that will pay you, then the halacha is that the chenvani and the shulchani take the place of the owner, take the place of the bala, of the employer, and they will be chayiv if they don't pay the worker in a timely fashion for bal tolin. So the Gemara continues discussing this shaila of chenvani v'shulchani. Hem cheyu etzel chenvani v'etzel shulchani eina oiver. Ask the Gemara yiboyluhu chayzer or eina chayzer. Can the employee go back on this agreement or not? And I saw Tosfos has a number of ways of explaining this Gemara. One way of explaining this Gemara is that the worker agreed that the Chenvani or the Shulchani will pay him. And now the Chenvani and Shulchani are not paying him in a proper, timely fashion. Can the worker retract on this agreement? Another pshat is that the worker only agreed to be paid by the Chenvani or the Shulchani if the Chenvani or the Shulchani pay him in a proper fashion. And here, the Chenvani and Shulchani are going to pay him, but they're not paying him in the way the worker would like, in the fashion that the worker would like. May the worker then retract on the deal or not? Another pshat that Tosfos suggests, which is not the pshat that certainly most Rishonim learn with, is that certainly, says this pshat, that the worker could retract and say to the employer, I want you to pay me, no one else should pay me. But the question here is that if the worker goes back and now to his employer and says, I want you to pay me, will the employer, given that he originally gave it over to the Chanvani or Shulchani, be over batalin? But again, we're going to discuss the Gemara. Can the employee go back to the employer if he's not satisfied with the Chanvani and Shulchani? Rav Shesh Sama Eina Chayzer. Rav Shesh says he cannot. Rava Amar Chayzer, he can. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Menoa Minala, from where do I base my opinion? Meliktani, because our Mishnah says, Eina Oivrolov, that the employer will not be over if the Chanvani or Shulchani if he gave it over to Chanvani Shulchani. So Mishnah is teaching us, Mehevehu delay over, that in this situation, the employer will not be over batolin. Hameheder hader, but certainly the employee has a right to go back to the employer for his wages. Rav Sheshes disagrees. He says, Maya ain't over. What does the Mishnah mean when it says ain't over? Ain't a retired slaver. He's not in this picture at all. Certainly he's not over batolin, but not only is he not over batolin, he's not even obligated to pay. It's between the employee and the Chanvani and the Shulchani. Ask the Gemara. Bar Minei Rav Sheshes. So they ask Rav Sheshes the following questions. Kablonis. If one is paid by a job, he's not paid by the day or by the week. He's paid by a job. He's a contractor. Oivar Allah Mishra Baltolin. Is there Isser Baltolin? Or Ein Oivar Mishra Baltolin? Or is there no Baltolin when he's not paid when he finishes the job? What is the question based on, says the Gemara? The question is based on umin kainu b'shvach keli. How do we view when a woman changes or does something or works with a keli? Do we look at it as if he becomes the owner of this keli? And therefore, we have here a situation of havoihi, that the money owed to the worker is no different than just a havo, and therefore the dinim about tolan don't apply, or ein umin kainu b'shvach keli, or it's not to be viewed as umin kainu b'shvach keli, and he's no different than any other worker, schir is he, and therefore the dinim about tolan apply. And the Tzais quotes Paiskim Achrayim who try to understand what umin kainu b'shvach keli. He quotes the Marash Halevi, who suggests that umin kainu b'shvach keli means that he actually becomes the owner of the keli. Because he made an improvement on the keli, it becomes completely his. The Trumas Hadeshen, quoted by the Tzais, says that certainly if somebody works with my suit, or works with my keli, he doesn't become the owner of the keli. He only becomes the owner of the shvach. It's interesting to note that the Nesivus draws a distinction between if it's a keli that I gave the umin to work with, there we have this debate, says the Nesivus, of umin kind of a shvach keli or not. But in a situation that he used his own material to make a keli, there everybody will agree that the keli belongs to the umin, and that it will not be a situation of schiris. The Tzais says that one we would assume that the machloikis of the Marash Halevi and the Trumas Hadeshen really is based on another machloikis Rishonim, where let's say we know that if we buy keli kli oichel from a guy, we have to take it to the mikveh to be toivel it. The question is, if I give a keli to an umen to repair a guy, do I have to take it to the mikveh? And the Tzai says, maybe we should say that if we hold like the Marash Halevi, that umen kli b'shvach keli, that he becomes the full owner of the keli, I would have to take it to the mikveh. But if, on the other hand, I hold like the Trumas Hadeshen, I don't have to take it to the mikveh. But the Tzais suggests that it's not, that the two shilas are not necessarily connected, and even the Trumas Adeshin, who holds that Uman Kain of Shvach Keli doesn't make the Uman the owner of the Keli, but the Trumas Adeshin may agree that making a Keli usable, making because he repaired it, is enough of a reason that you have to take it again to the mikveh. Or the Maharash Halevi may agree that since the Keli started off as a Jew's Keli, even though the guy repaired it, it's still considered the Keli of a Jew that doesn't require a tefillah. The Tzais takes a much different approach, and the Tzais approach is certainly not like the Maharash Halevi, and even less than the Trumas Adeshin. He says when we say that Uman Kaina B'Shvach Keli, it only creates a Shibud, that because of what the Uman did, I now owe him for what he did, and therefore perhaps it's only a Halva. So the Gemara's question is that if is there Baal Tolan by a contractor? Amalahu, Rav Sheshes, so answers Rav Sheshes, Iver, there is Baal Tolan. Ask the Gemara for Tanya Ein Iver. We learned in a Braisa that there isn't. Answers the Gemara. That Braisa is referring to a situation Shimcheyu Eitzel Chanvani Veitzel Shulchani that we just learned in the previous Gemara that there is no Baal Tolan by Himcheyu Eitzel Chanvani Veitzel Shulchani. Says the Gemara, name him a Sayalei. So the Gemara wants to prove that this halacha is correct, that there is no Baal Tolan by an Uman. Because the Braisa says, Hanoisen Talis al Uman, if somebody gives his talis to an Uman, Gomrei Vahidiyoi, and he notifies him that it's ready, Afilu Mekan Vasar Yomim, even though it's 10 days later, Ainu Ovi Mishun Baal Tolan. There is no Baal Tolan if he doesn't pick it up. Why? So some Rishonim explain that since he's holding it, it's like a mashkin, and by a mashkin, there is no Baal Tolan. The Meiri takes a very simple explanation. He says, since the Uman isn't demanding that it be picked up, so he's Michael. And it's no different than the Gemara that we learned before, that if a worker doesn't demand his salary, there is no din about tolin. Nafkamina, between these two pshatim, explained the paiskim, will be in a situation where the Uman notified me that it's finished and he wants me to come to pick it up. According to the Meiri, there will be batolin. According to the other Rishonim, perhaps there won't be batolin. Nosna b'chatzi yoin, but once the Uman delivered the keli to me, Mishishakal of Acham, in the middle of the day, once the day ends, I will Mishim Batalim. Ask the Gemara, Vi Amrit, Uman Kain Bishvach Keli, it was said, Uman Kain Bishvach Keli, so even if I already picked up the keli, Amai, why is there a din about Tolan? We're saying that there is never about Tolan by Uman. Answers the Gemara, Amar Amar Vireder of Kahana, Begarda the Sabla. It's referring to a situation where he's working on the material and this work is called teasling, which weakens the cloth, and therefore there is no Shvach Keli, and therefore here it's considered like a regular Schir situation where Baal Tolan will apply. Ask the Gemara, even if that's what he's doing, Lamai Yavala Nele, why would I give this garment, this material, for this procedure, the rekuke, because that softens the material. So softening the material, hayne shvache, is the improvement. So how could we say that there is no Uman kind of shvach keli here? Answers the Gemara, like tzricha dekar agrimine. It's referring to a situation where the worker was hired, where the contractor was hired, levatushe, to stamp on the cloth. The reason he did that was because sometimes when they wove the material, there are small gaps in the material, and by stamping on the material, those gaps are closed. And he's paid batcha batcha b'masa. For every stamping, he's paid a certain amount. And therefore, that's a situation clearly of schiris, where just like he's a socher is paid by the hour or by the day, he's paid by the stamping, and therefore he's clearly like a regular worker where you get where the din about tolin will apply. We learned in the Mishnah, socher bezmanoi, if the worker claims his wages when they are due, nishba v'noitel. The halach is that he swears that he didn't get paid, and he collects a salary. Ask the Gemara, socher amayta kinala rabbanon l'mishba v'shakel. We know, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, we know that throughout the halacha, the din always is nishba u'potter, that somebody swear, if a shvua is in order, the shvua is made, and then you don't have to pay. Here we're finding a situation where the employee swears, and after he swears, nitel, he collects a salary. Isn't this different than every other situation that we find in halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yudah Mishmol, halacha is gudai l'shanu kan. This is a very important halacha. Ask the Gemara, the word halacha means halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Ask the Gemara, hani hilchas nenu? Is this a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Hani takonas nenu? This is a takonah de rabbanon. Elo, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, takonas gedoy l'shanukon. This is a great takonah that were made by Chazal. Ask the Gemara again. Gedoylus, the word gedoylus implies mechladik katanis, that there's a major takana and there's a minor takana. Where is there a minor takana? Ella Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel. What we should learn here is takanas kavua shanakan. This is called a takana kavua. What's the word kavua? One pshat is like we learned earlier in the shir. Hayikva means to steal, and this was made a takana to avoid stealing. Another pshat is kavua is that they took the shvua away. Really, if we followed the rice of the gemaral, the shvua should be made by the employer. We took the shvua away from the employee and imposed it on the employee. Another, and then he'll be able to, and he'll make the shvua and collect the salary. Another pshat that the Rajba says is that takanas kavuas is that we have to follow, all employer and employees have to follow this din. And as the Gemara explains, takanas kavuas shanukan, shvua de balabai is here, if we follow the derice of the Gemara, the shvua should be made by the balabais, nishbar v'potter, v'kruu rabbanan l'shvua, the balabais, and Chazal went and took that shvua away from the employer, v'shajua asachar, and told the employee to make the shvua, mishum kedai chayv the sachar, because we're worried about his livelihood, that he should be able to collect his wages. Ask the Gemara, umshum kedai chayv the sachar, because we're worried about the livelihood of the employee, mafsidnalei lebalabais, we make the balabais lose what he's entitled to. It was saying that really it should be here, him making the shvua and be potter. Answers the Gemara, balabais gufei nichlei the mishtab esoch v'shakel. The balabais, the employer, is satisfied with this arrangement. Kedeicha de liskur leipalim. Because like this, he'll be able to hire workers, because a worker, if he knows that he has these rights, that he could collect his salary, will be more amenable to take the job. Ask the Gemara, but socher gufei nichlei the mishtab balabais v'yivka kecher legrua. As much as the employer wants employees, the employee wants work. And therefore, the employee maybe will be satisfied that the boss should make the shvua, and even though it may cause him to lose his salary, but at least he'll have a job. Answers the Gemara, but kais akarche agar. The employer must have workers. Ask the Gemara, socher nami bakarche itka. The worker must have work. He needs work to be able to live. El says the Gemara, balabayis torud b'pealim hu. The owner, the employer, is very busy, and therefore, since he's very busy, that's why it makes more sense that he is not remembering that he paid. Ihochi, ask the Gemara, if that's the thing, that we have good reason to believe that when the employer says that he paid, he really didn't pay because he was so preoccupied, So Nesav Le B'loi Shvur. So why do we make a Shvur? He should be able to, the claim of the worker should be enough. Answers the Gemara, Kedei L'Hofa Stata Shebal Bayis. It's being done only because the employer shouldn't be upset that he shouldn't feel that he's being told to pay when he really doesn't owe the money. Ask the Gemara, and the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question is that we know throughout Halacha, Chazal are always concerned that we shouldn't make shvuas. Ask the Gemara, why don't we over here make a why don't in our Gemara we learn that that they should pay in front of Edom, and like that we'll be able to avoid making a shvuah? Answers the Gemara, Trichle Milsa. Getting Edom is troublesome, and Chazal didn't want to make us go through the trouble of having to have to hire workers in front of Edom. Ask the Gemara, V'nesav Lemi Kara. Why don't we tell the employer to pay at the beginning of the day? So Mefarshim asked, the Rishonim ask, well, what do we accomplish by telling him to pay at the beginning of the day? So the simple pshat is, at the beginning of the day, the employer's mind is not that preoccupied, and therefore we tell him to swear. We tell him to swear in order that we tell him to pay before he gets busy with everything else. Another pshat that I saw is that at the end of the day, all of the workers leave at the same time. So it's easy to get confused which worker I paid and which worker I didn't pay. But when it comes to come to work in the morning, the workers don't all come at the same time. So I'll be able to keep cheshbin who I paid and who I didn't pay. Another pshat that I saw from the Achrayim is that if I see a worker all day, he's working for me all day, I could get confused. I saw him so many times during the day, I think I already paid him when I actually never paid him. But at the beginning of the day, where I haven't seen the worker yet, I will know who I paid, who I didn't pay. Answers the Gemara, Chazal did not establish that they should be paid at the beginning of the day, because Shneim Roitzim Bakofa. They would both prefer to get paid at the end of the day. The employer prefers to pay at the end of the day, so he should be able to raise money during the day. The employee prefers to get paid during the day. One shot that I saw is, because like this, he's going to have the wages in his pocket all day, and he's going to have to watch those wages all day to make sure that he doesn't lose them. Another shot is, there's a concern that at the end of the day, that during the day he'll spend all the money, and by the time he comes home, he doesn't have any money to give to his family because he already spent it. And another pshat is that even if he gets paid at the beginning of the day, the wages are really only due to him at the end of the day. And since the wages are only due to him at the end of the day, let's say something happens that he doesn't complete the job, and maybe he spent the money, he'll have to give back money that he no longer has. Ask the Gemara if this is the din that the employer should make the shvur. But Chazal took away the shvur from the employer and imposed it on the employee. Then the halacha should be that even when they're disputing how much they agreed to pay, the halacha should be that the employee should make the shvur. Alam etanya, but we learned in a brisa, umenoy mishtayim katzatzli, the worker says, you agreed to pay me 2 slot. The loyama, and the employee says, like it starts to l'chayla achas, the loch is a mitzvah chaver all of a raya, the uman swears. Ask the Rishonim, isn't this a situation of maida b'mitzvahs? And maida b'mitzvahs, we know is a shvur d'raisa. Answer the Rishonim, that the employee says, I agreed to pay you 1 seller, and I already paid it to you. And therefore, it's not a situation of maida b'mitzvahs. Answers the Gemara, Tzitza vade mitka dechirele inchi. Tzitza, everybody remembers, and therefore we follow the regular din that the Balabai swears nishber upotter. Ask the Gemara, ihochi. if we're concerned that an employer may make a mistake, is a feel of his mananami, even if the past, the time, the paying the salary has passed, he should have the same din. Alam atnan, why do we learn in our Mishnah of his manoi, if it's past the time to pay the salary, ain't a nishba v'naitel, then the din doesn't apply? Because, answer to Gemara, chazaka, every employer is concerned not to be over the avera baltolan, and once this man comes, he certainly makes sure to pay the workers and not be over the avera. Ask the Gemara, didn't we just say v'amr balbayis tarba payalafu? He gets preoccupied and he forgets, or he thinks he paid and he didn't pay. Answers the Gemara, when is that concern in place? Hani mili mikamadol mitlis man chiyuvei, before the time, the time of payment came. Avol motes man chiyuvei, once the time for payment comes, ramei anafshi matke, the employer makes sure to remember if he did or did not pay his worker properly. Ask the Gemara, we're only worried about, we're saying that the employer is not going to want to be over the avera of baal tolin v'chisach or over mishum baal tigzel. We're not worried that the worker, if the worker says that he didn't get paid, he must be saying the truth, because if he's asking to get paid for a salary that he already did, he's doing the avera baal tigzel. Answers the Gemara, hasam trei chazaka hachachad chazaka, the employer has two chazakas in his favor, whereas the employee only has one chazaka. Gabe balabayis ikatrei chazaka chada, as we just said, dein balabayis over mishum baltolin. And furthermore, the chada the ain't sacher mashes charei, the employee doesn't let you get past the due time. He makes sure you pay in a timely fashion. Whereas the employee has only one chazaka, the chazaka that he doesn't want to be over the aver about tigzol. And two chazakas prevail over one chazaka, and therefore, if it's over zmanoi, we assume that he was paid, and the din of nishba v'noitel will not apply.